When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title, What Could Go Wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey guys.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown of The Coffin, California.
How's it going?
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I was working on a couple projects over the weekend, and, you know, I got to learn all about different screws that you get to use. And,
oh.
You know, I mean, I didn't know that there was different materials to put together different materials. It was a bit of a learning experience.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. It was really good to find out that, you know, why you use them the way you do. So, the first one I used was a wood screw. Went pretty well. Didn't really think anything could go wrong with it.
So, my father is a carpenter, and I grew up on job sites. And when I was little, I got paid to do kind of menial little jobs like picking up scrap and whatnot. And can I tell you that those wood screws can be dangerous shit if they're just laying around on the ground. Like, people step up. I never stepped on them
because
I was really careful. But I know that they go through feet because that's the thing that I have, seen in my periphery. And that's dangerous. They get in there and you can't just pull them out. You've got to, like, it's, ugh.
You just got to twist them a little.
Yeah, it's not great. And also, like, if you're digging through bags of them, they jam under your fingernails. Uncomfortable.
Screws, maybe not wood screws specifically, but the, you know, the nature of the screw with the pitch of the screw plane bit thing. And then the part where the driver bit goes in and it gets stripped out. That sucks. And
yeah. The
other part, like a good old-fashioned nail, just goes right into your foot. As someone who has big feet and doesn't watch where the hell I'm going, when you step on a screw, they catch more than a nail going in and going out. So you don't have a nice puncture wound that is just dressable, and then you go about your business, you get your tetanus shot, and then have a happy day. It's got, I mean, it can,
carnage.
Carnage is the right word.
Total foot massacre.
Oh my god, it's like you saw pictures of my foot. So
I can see it in my head right now. Like, yeah, it's not pretty.
It is not pretty.
But I mean, that's the point of the screw, right? To have more surface area to, like, hold that stuff together.
And that's great. That's physics in action. We should all learn things about the three simple machines that make work easier, including the inclined plane that makes up the screw. But does it have to hurt so much? That's what I need to know. And my answer is no. No, it does not have to hurt that much.
Yeah, and when people are using wood screws, it's like when they're building things, right? So when you're building, you know, often you go to screw something into a board and, like, one just falls and you have to grab another one. And people don't pick up those screws that fall. And, you know, the orphan screw gets lodged in your foot. Or the orphan screw gets, you know, sucked up into another piece of machinery, causing all kinds of havoc.
That screw works loose in the wood, and then it doesn't hold, and you try and back in, but it goes and strips out the stuff.
Ooh.
And then it's useless. It's like a little stick in there, a metal stick in a wood hole that doesn't do anything.
You
just sit there and then fall out. Yeah.
Like, I mean, that board is just firewood now.
That's the worst.
And they can, like, the screw itself, like, your bit doesn't just necessarily strip your screw. Sometimes your screw strips your bit.
Oh.
And
there's all these big metal shavings everywhere.
Yeah!
Yep.
Just, they're, ugh. Awful.
Why are screws even used? I want to know.
I'm not convinced they should be anymore.
All right, well, I see you both have passionate ideas about wood screws. So let's move on to metal screws. Have you, carpenters wouldn't use those as much? Do you have much experience with those?
You would think that, except for when you, it's a pretty small town. It was a pretty small business he ran. You know,
sometimes he had to swing both wood and metal.
Well, no, like, he would put roofing on sometimes. And so, you know, roofing screws have to go through metal, and they are like, giant, huge screw. Like, that's some serious, serious screwage.
Serious screwing going on.
That's, yes.
On those metal roofs.
Metal screws basically have the same problems as wood screws, except for with more metal shavings that can, like, just fly up and get caught in your eyes.
Yeah. And metal screws have all the different tops on them that don't make sense. Like, there's the pan head and then the other ones that are pointy. And some of them you gotta countersink first, and other of them sit flush. And it's like, just standardized screws. Standardized things that are going to be built, and then standardized screws, and save me having to look like an idiot at Home Depot.
Big, biz, like, you know, like I don't know, you've got Big Pharma. What would this be, like,
Big Screw?
Screw. You've got Big Screw out there creating all of these different screw heads just to mess with people so that they have to buy more drill bits. And, you know, you never get to, like, buying just one drill bit.
Nope.
You've got to buy the whole set.
Yep. And then what happens? They get worn out.
Yeah, and you can't just buy that one. You lose just that one bit that you need, so you have to go buy a whole new set. You have this whole, like then you have, like, two sets of bits you are never going to use, and the one that you need is just going to get lost again, and you're going to have to go back and buy a whole set again.
And they're never magnetic enough to hold the screw that you need to use. They strip it real good, and they hold all those little spiky bits that poke you in the finger when you try to take the bit out, but they don't hold the actual screw that you need to put into the wall or the machine or whatever, and that's... I'm tired of it.
It's bullshit. It's what it is.
It's the worst.
All right.
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm having, like, flashbacks right now.
Yeah, this is my childhood. I hated my childhood. I hate Big Screw.
The building years.
My life
years.
On the construction crew. No, like, this is a real part of my... And I will say it's a treasured part of my life. I loved working on the construction site, and I love that I can tell people that my, like, me, tiny little me, my first job was in construction. I think that's hilarious for some reason, but this is a little flashbacky. Like, whew, it's just a little much.
All right. Well, how do you feel about when someone's got a screw loose?
Like me?
You know, something that just doesn't quite line up well.
Like me right now, when I'm going on and on about how much screws have affected my life in deep and powerful ways.
I mean, I'm definitely learning a lot right now, Chrissy. A lot of insight is happening.
Are you attacking
moment.
Chrissy? Like, is this some kind of, like...
Well, I'm learning a lot about you too, Jeremiah.
All right.
This feels targeted.
Now I'm worried. What is he learning, Chrissy? How will he use it?
Neither of you really have touched the topic of loose screws.
No, because we're scared.
You shouldn't be scared.
What if we admit something accidentally and then you hold it against us later? That could go wrong.
Well, you've already brought about a Big Screw.
I hate them.
You do hate Big Screw.
So I feel like maybe having a screw loose isn't a person's fault, it's the system's fault. Because how is it their responsibility to make sure their screws are tight when there are so many different screw options that the system has set up to keep them from having the right screw?
I just felt that you'd want to talk about how when there's a loose screw that you want to, you know, try and hammer it down.
I'm not George Orwell here. There's
lots of room for how we could discuss loose screws. Well, since it seems like neither of you enjoyed having to worry about a loose screw bin, let's move on to some different types of screws I've run into. Polymer screws. Those were...
Polymer screws.
Yeah, I mean, they were just, you know, I felt like for more light-duty type of work.
Listen, if aquatic screws want to love however many people they want, I don't see a problem with it. So polymer screws, do your thing.
Yeah, I just feel like society is being a little too harsh with the way that we treat screws.
Yeah.
And, you know, screws should feel free to screw who they want to screw.
Right. So mer screws, poly or not, please... enjoy your time in the ocean, and if you are loving other screws, do so responsibly.
You make sure everybody's on the same page first.
Yeah, definitely.
lots of conversations.
Yep, communication is key. If communication falls apart, then things can hurt.
And things don't get built right.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, communication is key for lots of things, including buildings.
Especially underwater buildings where lots of people work together with their polymer screws.
I try to communicate with my buildings on a daily basis.
Wait, you communicate directly to your buildings?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, you know, I have to make sure that everything is fine.
Yeah, and how does that normally look?
That we're on the same page.
Between you and the building, right?
Right. Well, because you don't want to be in a building that doesn't trust you.
No, and you want to be in a trusting relationship with your buildings.
Is this your house building or your work building or, like, any building that you happen to enter?
Yes.
I've never heard you quite greet a building before. How does that go?
You know, just like a little bit like, hey, what's up? I hope you're having a good day. Let me know if you need anything. I want you to know that I'm here for you since you're here for me. Just a little...
How very sound.
Yeah.
Some niceties. Wow.
People don't think about that anymore.
No, I sure don't. I just take buildings for granted.
You take their
Do you take them for granted?
Yes. If it's a stone building.
Are these stone buildings? Oh.
I feel this is a good segue. Let's move on to ship screws. And how they help move the ships around.
Well, sorry. If it's a big enough boat, it might have two or more screws.
I'm hoping they have multiple screws, really.
So screws can get dinged if screws don't have the appropriate...
protection?
Prophylactic sacrificial anodes. Then they're subject to corrosion.
Right, because... like, they give those, like, little plastic rubber things for your screws to go into. Like, it helps create, like, a strong bond to keep your screws from getting wet or from stripping out whatever it's screwed into. Yeah.
Yes, I think those were anchors, which also apply well for ships.
Totally.
Yeah. Also, aren't often, like, the things that are making... I'm going to be real with you guys. And
please do.
I know in the past, like, I don't like the ocean very much.
Fair enough.
It scares me.
It's
so
huge.
I know I'm about to say something that I know nothing about.
Go on.
Cool. So aren't, like, the things that make the ship go forward kind of, like, aren't they kind of like water screws?
Yes.
They are, right? Indeed.
Yep.
So that's important on a boat. Because otherwise your boat... I guess unless it's a sailboat. Then whatever.
No one wants to be in the doldrums.
I mean, if you're in shallow water, your screws can get in the sand and then become fouled. They can be fouled in lines or seaweed.
Are screws, like, really used... Okay, this is a serious question.
Uh-oh.
Serious Chrissy. Are screws really used on... like, I know they use rivets on boats. But aren't screws... wouldn't that be dangerous because they're not necessarily watertight? Like, I thought that, like, I know, like, wood boats, that they tend to use, like, dovetailing and pegs.
They can totally use screws and stuff as long as they're, you know, pitched or doped afterwards to keep water from coming in.
Okay, because I was just really scared that we were screwing people's boats and they were all going to end up on the bottom of the ocean.
No, I mean, like, that may very well be true.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's what happened with the Titanic. The Titanic, the Lusitania. Basically the only two ships that I know that sank because they talked about both of them while I was in Ireland a lot.
Yeah. One of them was killed by an iceberg, the other one was killed by a U-boat. So hopefully the construction materials, i.e. screws, I mean, the Titanic was screwed because of rivets, but not screws.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, there was some weird...
I was worried.
Weird things that happened with the Titanic.
Oh, man.
Really, just the iceberg is just the tip of the problem that occurred, along with all the other pieces that were poorly designed.
Oh, what if Big Screw set up rivets
on
the
Titanic
so that everyone's like, no, I don't want to use rivets anymore, let's
use
screws.
They're not trustworthy. They don't hold together like a proper screw.
Big Screw.
How deep does this go?
Screws are what keep you together.
Man,
I don't know,
trust
but
the
that
screws,
boat went
man.
To the bottom of the ocean. Yeah, and that was a long ways down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Good night, guys. I hope that you have happy screwing with your screws and your drills.
And, you know, if you don't use screws, that's okay, too. Just make sure that any fastenings are secure before you do things that are dangerous.
Remember, keep your tools safe. Thanks for listening.